Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is a Crowd podcast.
This is Quiz Chat Repeat, the podcast we do 5 times a week. There's a different subject each day with 12 questions and 15 points. What's not to like? Let's quiz. Hello, I'm Makita Oliver, and welcome to another week of quizzes. Joining me for the next 5 days is author, personal trainer, and blogger Alice Living. Alice is someone who loves musicals. She loves going to the theatre. She loves eating a Sunday roast. She also loves going to the south of France. Alice, many of those things we haven't been able to do. Will you be cramming all of that in as soon as you can?
Well, I hope so. I mean, obviously, first off, I want to see my friends and family.
Yeah.
But after that, most definitely, I was actually really gutted because we've kind of missed like Sunday roast season.
Yes.
So yes. I feel like I'm just going to have to wait till next year for that one. But on the whole, yeah, definitely be hopefully doing some of those things.
September, you're going in on the Sunday roasts. I can feel it. So it's Quiz of Your Life today, Alice. 12 questions loosely based on your life. Very loosely. Mm-hmm. Let's quiz. Question number one. Your first guest on the latest series of your podcast, Give Me Strength, was boxer Nicola Adams. Which restaurant chain does she have a black card for after name dropping in her 2012 Olympic gold victory speech?
Ooh, first of all, absolutely love her. Such a nice person.
Really, is she?
Oh. Super, super inspiring. And I am going to guess Nando's?
Correct. Absolutely, Nando's. I didn't know those black cards were still doing the rounds.
Yeah, I mean, send one my way if they are.
Very dangerous, I think, free Nando's for life. Question number two. If you could be any creature, you'd like to be a lion, Alice. What was the lion, though, called from The Lion, the Witch and the Wardrobe?
Ooh. I am going to guess, first of all, I love that book and I have seen the film. I think it's Aslan.
Yes, absolutely correct. Yes. Aslan. Hey, now he's powerful.
Mm.
Question number three. You wanted to be a ballerina growing up. So the question is, if a spin is known as a pirouette, what is the bending of the knees called?
Oh, easy. I did it for years and years and years. A plié.
Correct. The correct answer is a plié. 3 out of 3. Come on, we're cooking. Question number four. You've released 3 best-selling books on health and fitness, one of which is titled The Body Bible. But can you tell me what religion you would be if your Bible was the Torah?
Well, I am Jewish, so that one was an easy one for me.
Good. Good. Correct answer is, of course, Jewish. Yes. Question number 5. Ozzy Osbourne used to live down the road from you. No way.
Yeah, I know. And like, I've never seen him, but there was like, everyone knew that his house was this specific house. And yeah, when he had his accident, actually, it was really sad because I think it was at that house.
But, so we're talking like Buckinghamshire-y up in that part of the world.
Exactly,
okay, lovely.
Yeah.
So if you did see Ozzy taking the bins out, can you tell me what his real first name is? Because you should probably use this if he's your neighbour.
I mean, I've never spoken to him. So, I don't actually know that. What would his real name be? I bet it's something like really basic. Jim.
Oh, so close. It's John.
Is it?
Yes.
What was it too close to?
Oh, Jim Osborne.
I love that.
Ozzy Osborne's full real name, John Michael Osborne. Who would have thought?
Great name.
Question number 6. You did a cover shoot for Women's Health magazine. Okay, check you out. You had your own Women's Health cover. It had an Alice in Wonderland theme. Brilliant. The question is, which character was voiced by Alan Rickman in the 2010 remake?
First of all, such a shame that Alan Rickman's dead because he was such a fabulous actor.
I loved Alan Rickman.
I've never seen the film, so this is a massive guess. But was he the Cheshire Cat?
Oh, incorrect. I'm afraid he was the Caterpillar.
Oh, oh shame. Oh, yes. No. Okay.
Very good guess, though. Correct answer, the Caterpillar, voiced by Alan Rickman in the 2010 film Alice in Wonderland. Question number 7. Your most treasured item is your Roberts radio, which you use every day. I think my radio is probably mine as well. Which BBC radio station, oof, can be found on 88 to 91 FM?
Ooh.
I mean, I imagine you're in a DAB situation.
Yes, I am. So, tricky one. Okay, so, I think that's Radio 1. Is it? No. Oh, I don't know. No. God.
What do you want to give me?
I'll go Radio 4. That's a really boring.
No, oh. Nice guess. Incorrect, I'm afraid.
Incorrect.
Great answer is BBC Radio 2.
Oh, God. I was going to... Yeah. You know when it's like, I was going to say that, but then I guessed 4. Okay, fine.
Question number 8, Alice Living. People say you look like the classical singer Catherine Jenkins. But which US rock band did she cover with her 2009 single, Bring Me to Life?
Absolute tune. And I think that is Evanescence.
I actually have to clap for you with that one. Yes, it's Evanescence. Well done. Good answer, Evanescence. Question number 9. Your first gig was the Spice Girls. Wicked. Can you tell me what was the title of their 2007 reunion single? Ooh.
Oh, God. I can't think. No, I don't know that.
I don't think anyone does. The correct answer is Headlines. Kudos if you got that at home. Brackets, yeah, wow. Friendship Never Ends. So if you really got that whole thing, you are the Spice Girls true fan. Question number 10. One of the TV shows you enjoyed during lockdown was Normal People, along with, I think it's 82 million other people. Can you name either actor to portray one of those normal people? So basically either actor who play Marianne or Connell.
Yes. So brilliantly acted. And Marianne was, I think her name's Daisy Edgar Jones.
Absolutely correct. Daisy Edgar Jones. She played Marianne Sheridan beautifully.
And then the other character was Paul Mescal.
I mean, I didn't ask for Paul's name, but of course you want to give it to me. I asked for just one, sorry. But I think people like to just say his name. Yes, Paul Mescal played Connell. All right, question number 11. One day, you'd love to visit Australia and New Zealand. For 2 points, can you name their capital cities? So Australia and New Zealand's capital cities, respectively.
So I know that Australia's is not... it's not Sydney, is it?
Correct, it's not Sydney.
Yeah, it's Australia's is, I want to say Brisbane. No, it's not that. I think, I know New Zealand's is Auckland.
I am afraid that's not what I have here. It's not correct.
Oh, God.
It's the biggest city in New Zealand, but it's not the capital. Do you think you know the answer for Australia?
Oh my God, this is so embarrassing. I can't believe I cannot think of it. I'm going to guess...
Let's guess it. Let's just go for it. Let's live. Let's be free.
There's another city that I can't think of that's not coming into my head. I don't think it's Melbourne, so I'm going to say Brisbane, but I don't think that's right.
The capital of Australia is, in fact, not Brisbane. Correct answer is Canberra.
That's so annoying. Honestly.
And New Zealand is Wellington.
Oh, tough. How annoying.
So question number 12, your final question. The soundtrack to your life would be the music from the TV series It's a Sin. Apart from the title track, can you name 3 full song titles for 3 points? You don't need to get the artist, just the song would work.
So I can't, but I can't do It's a Sin, the title track.
No, we need 3 other answers. That-
Because there was 2 versions of that, though. Does that count?
No. Okay. But good try. Nice try.
There was a Cyndi Lauper song.
I mean, I've got the list of every song in 6 episodes, so there is a lot.
Okay.
So you can tell me what your answers are.
Kids in America. That was a song. We're the kids in America.
Absolutely correct, Kim Wilde. It was in episode 2.
Love that. Did you like the little song?
It was lovely, actually. Thanks for that.
Oh, I know. Gloria. by Laura Branigan.
Got the name. Yes, Gloria, Laura Branigan.
Oh my God, this is going to really annoy me. A Wham, Freedom by Wham. There was definitely some George Michael.
Correct. Episode 3. For a minute, I thought all your choices would be from episode 2, but that is actually from episode 3. Absolutely correct. There's so many tunes on this because I haven't watched it yet. I'm just not ready. I'm not ready for it, I don't think.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You've got to be mentally prepared for it.
Okay. I'm saying now you made me even less ready. But there's so many tunes in it. Tainted Love, Love Will Tear Us Apart. God, no, but there's Karma Chameleon, but there's also some other, like, Only You, The Flying Pickets. Oh my God, my mum loves that song. You Think You're a Man, Divine, tune. Freedom, Wham, as you said. The Only Way Is Up, Yaz. Heaven Is a Place on Earth, Belinda Carlisle. I mean, yes, Russell T, he took it there, didn't he? Your score after that round is 9 points. We're doing good. We're out here. We're having a good time.
Oh. That's not too bad.
Don't you worry. We'll talk you through your points after this break, Alice, and I'll give you a little cuddle through the mic, I think.
Hello. Hello there. What voice do you want me to do? We will do a little bit. I'll just do my voice.
Do your voice.
Yeah, thanks. Hello. I'm Joe Marler. People think I hate people, but I don't. I actually love interaction with people. I love finding out what jobs they do and whether I could do what they do. The Joe Marler Show.
Joe Marler Show.
With new episodes every Wednesday.
So you've had 9 points today and 32 for the week. Let's talk about your normal people. I was going to say obsession, but I think that we were all a bit obsessed, weren't we? What did you love about normal people?
Well, I've read the book, so I was so interested to see how they interpreted that to screen, because the way that Sally Rooney writes is really, like, intimate. Mm. And I was kind of anticipating it to be maybe slightly less intimate on screen, but actually they kept that level of, like, feeling as though you were in the room with the people when they were talking and stuff. I just loved how close it was. I loved the way it was shot. Yeah. I thought the characters were great. I love that they used people that we didn't know. So you really, like, got to know them through the show.
Yeah, I love that too. That's great.
Yeah, it was just a really good piece of drama.
Yeah, and I mean, the only thing I thought about normal people was people kept telling me they were watching it with their parents. I was like, are you kidding me? Like, I could watch it with my flatmate, but I could not sit around with, like, my nan and watch normal people. Or, like, my parents. Like, no,
definitely
too
not.
Far. Alice, thank you so much for today. That is your quiz of your life.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was Quiz Chat Repeat. You can follow us at Quiz Chat Repeat. We'll be back tomorrow. But before you go, here's the fourth connector clue of the week for you lot at home that are listening. The connection between this week's clues will be told to you on Friday. See if you can get it. Your final clue of the week is the symbol for the periodic element sulfur. The symbol for the periodic element sulfur. Join Alice and me tomorrow for the request round. And of course, it's West End musicals.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real, frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from, like, 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. acast.com.